This is Kurt Hosworth with Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette, also online at WNMUFM.org. I'm joined over the phone with a special guest that we check in with once a month from the Escanaba region, from the Boniface Arts Center. Good morning, Pasqua. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. I'm really good. I was so excited this morning hearing the birds from inside the house this morning.
Nice.
And it's promise on the wing.
Yes, absolutely. And seeing snowbanks disappearing is always nice, too. So that means good things are around the corner. And speaking of good things around the corner, we've got a lot of things happening at the Boniface Arts Center we wanted to touch base on this morning. I believe that things are busy in the gallery.
Things are busy in the gallery. We had a wonderful youth and art celebration, and I know Marquette's going to be heading into theirs. But we are preparing for a special visit next week from the Detroit Institute of Arts. A couple of their staff members are coming up, and we'll be working with them on installing a exhibit called American Vision. It's paintings from their Manoogian collection from 1850s to 1940.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a very classic age of art to take in and discuss. Visions of American Life from the Detroit Institute of Art, and I hear that they have some representatives that are also coming down to the Boniface as well.
Yes, yep. They'll be here next week, and we'll introduce them around, and we'll talk about the everything we need to talk about, the installation and some of the programs we're developing, and we'll be working with them about looking more closely at what the viewers can glean off of this exhibit about the home life, American home life, some of the underlying political and social settings that the artists were describing in their paintings, and we'll be having some tours, some self-guided tours, and we invite everyone to come. It's open to the public.
Very cool. So you'll have a chance to speak with people about what they're seeing as well. So very awesome to have that opportunity at the Boniface, the Detroit Art Exhibit, and the Institute of Art as well. And there are a few other things happening. Peeking at the calendar, the Art Bridges grant is something that's happening too?
Yes, the Art Bridges grant was a grant that we just received specifically for the Detroit Institute's exhibit, and we are charged now with developing programs to enhance the viewing of the American visions. We will have the self-guided tours. We will have we will work with the historical Delta County Historical Society. We'll be putting on several presentations, and one very exciting aspect of this is that we are developing a video called Visions, and it's visions of UP life. So where the American visions left off with 1940s, we'll be picking up from the 1940s and 50s up to the current, and we are working with artists from all across the UP to help us articulate that very special and unique UP arts and culture. And we will be doing a cultural comparison between the UP art and the art from the Manoogian collection.
Oh, how cool.
It is. It's really exciting.
Nice. That'll be, like you said, it'll be nice to kind of bridge the gap and continue with what's happening from then on to the current day. Very cool.
Yeah.
And then there's also a member show that's coming up at the gallery, too.
Yes, we would like to remind members of the Boniface Arts Center that we have our membership show starting in May, and that we have artwork drop-off at the end of April. So more information about this and all the other exhibits and events can be found at the Boniface Arts Center website for anything specific.
Right, bonifacearts.org. You can find all the details there as well. And also, I know we talked previously about Art Prize, and there are some things that'll be happening coming down here, I believe, in April. Some local connections with Art Prize as well?
Yes, we're working with Mackinac Arts Council and Mission Point Resort and UP Travel in promoting Art Prize this year. This year we have a preview exhibit going to Mackinac Island.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. If you need an excuse to go to Mackinac Island,
Or another reason.
And it doesn't get better. So that's in August 12th. Mm. And then that is then it will continue down to Art Prize for their September exhibit. So artists out there, consider now to register and prepare for Art Prize 10, because your arts organizations across the UP will promote you, and we are excited to for you to help represent us downstate.
Right, and this is one of those things where you don't really want to procrastinate, unless that's how you operate best as an artist, but I don't know if I would really necessarily, and I'd rather also have that promotion ahead of time to really help push that momentum forward. So you're right, Pasco, make sure you kind of get registered now and get things rolling now as opposed to waiting. So so that kind of covers what's happening at the gallery. I hear there's also some continuing performances happening. You've had the Friday Night Lives happening, and I believe that'll be continuing into this summer as well?
Friday Night Lives, yes, we have something coming up April 20th, and that's here at the Boniface Arts Center. And that's mostly our local and area performers, and it's a wonderful venue for them to present, and it's very homespun. We have a wonderful array of very talented people. We wish you all to come.
Absolutely. And I've heard that those have been really fun, and when you can get them outside as well. I mean, the weather is starting to get nicer too. Do those all happen indoors as of right now?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Yeah, pretty soon it'll be nice enough. But for now, for the time being, because you never know how the weather could change. And it seems like there's always some kind of surprise April storm somewhere there. So,
that's right.
Yeah.
But it's a good date night. So, you know, grab your honey or grab a friend and go on down and be entertained and support your local arts.
Absolutely. And speaking of spring also being in the air, I hear there's a spring raffle coming up to support the Boniface?
Yes, there is a spring raffle. We have a first prize with two tickets to the Tim McGraw and Faith Hill tour. It's Soul to Soul Tour. And it's at the Rec Center in Green Bay.
Okay.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
And it includes a one-night stay.
Oh, nice.
Second prize is a $500 gift card from our newly opened Myers. Third prize is Amazon Echo Show. Amazon Echo Show. Mm-hmm. And the fourth prize is an Amazon Echo Dot.
Ah, okay. So there's lots of opportunities for some exciting things. And you had mentioned date night before. This, the grand prize, sounds like it could be like a date weekend kind of thing.
A date weekend. or even for some of you old married folk who might want to just get away for something fresh.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, and you'll be benefiting the Boniface as well at the same time. So that's perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and it continues on with more that not only supports the adults in the region, but also there's programming for children as well. There are some new things happening that way, too.
Yeah, well, in Saturday, April 14th, just around the bend, we have a big, wonderful painting Saturday. So it's a robot canvas painting right here with our artists at the Boniface Arts Center and the Delta County Credit Union. They want to bring families together, and so we said, let's do it at the Boniface, and we'll be painting robots.
That's so cool.
It is cool. And then later this summer, we just want folks to know that we have a wonderful painting project. It's Michigan Mural Wildlife Mural with the DNR. That's coming up in the summer for high school students. That's coming up in June.
Okay.
So we do, we'll talk more about those things later, but we do want folks to know, we want families to know that by checking www.bonifacearts.org, you're going to find a lot of things for your young child and your teens.
Right, and you can kind of plan into the summer as well as plan into your spring. We try to focus on, you know, the month at a time, but if we can, we can get some people interested in what's happening later on in the summer. And like you said, yeah, the full calendar of events is on the BonifaceArts.org, so always make sure you're checking that out if you're in the area and see what's available that way. And we do have to wrap things up shortly, but we do have a special guest that's joining you there that we'd like to introduce now, too. Could we have an introduction there, too?
Yes. I'm really very pleased to introduce the new executive director at the Boniface Art Center. Sue Roll has been here for 2+ years. She's been our business director. She's been working in all capacities with here at the Art Center with the board and with the staff and with our affiliates. And now she's taking on the executive director. She has the tiara, and she's here today to say hi.
Yeah. Hi, Sue.
Good morning, Kirk.
Congratulations, and hopefully the tiara fits well, and it sounds like it is already a good fit for you.
Thanks so much. It's really great and exciting to be here, and the tiara is settling in.
Good, good. So, Sue, you'll be the new executive director, and Pasqua, you're going to be taking on the role of director of the gallery and also of regional projects, is that correct?
Yep, uh-huh.
Okay. So that'll be good for sure. So is there anything else that we could touch on in terms of that transition?
Well, I think things are running, you know, there's always new ideas. And So Sue is working with some of the staff developing some of those new ideas and kind of keeping the course because over the last year and a half, we've been very busy with new relationships and broader audiences. So what do you think, Sue? Is there something, do you have something up your sleeve that you want to announce?
I don't think there's anything terribly new up my sleeve at all. I think we're looking at doing a lot of the things we've done in the past, kind of just continuing to change with the time.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's really kind of get your roller skates on and keep with the flow.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it sounds like just an expansion of what you're already doing those fine things. So you're just expanding to do more of that. So that's perfect.
Exactly.
Excellent. Well, that's really good to hear. And we're looking forward to the continued support from the Boniface Arts Center and all the great things that you are all doing down there, supporting the arts in the community in the Upper Great Lakes region. Helping to support local musicians, programming for children as well. So lots of great things, and we're excited to hear that that is continuing.
Thank you. We appreciate your good words.
Hey, for sure. Well, we do need to wrap things up for the time being, but I wanted to thank Pascal Worsler, the Director of Regional Projects and the Gallery, and Sue Roll, the new Executive Director at the Boniface Arts Center in Escanaba. Quick reminder, all the information about the Boniface available on bonifacearts.org. Thank you both so much for taking some time to talk about what's happening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.
You bet.
All righty.